Thanks a lot for having me today. I'm very happy to share a bit about leveraging Windows containers in your Kubernetes native CI/CD pipelines. My name is Markus Lippert, and I'm a DevOps engineer at Cosmo Consult, where I work with containers, orchestration, and other cloud technologies. Those are my social handles, so if you have further questions after the session or just want to discuss other topics, please feel free to get in touch with me. Starting off with the question, why is this topic interesting? There are many enterprises still having a large portion of Windows applications they need to maintain and run. Windows containers allow to containerize those applications and run them in a Kubernetes cluster next to your Linux workloads. But what about the development workflow? How can you use Kubernetes native CI/CD solutions for your Windows applications as well? And what are Kubernetes native CI/CD solutions? So those are solutions that integrate very well with Kubernetes and build on top of it. Using such solutions gives you all the benefits of containers for your pipelines as well, such as reproducibility, autoscaling, performance, as well as support for highly parallel processing. But there are only a few projects making use of all the benefits Kubernetes brings with it. Also, Windows containers are not supported by many of them. There are two fairly popular solutions present in the CNCF as well as the CDF landscape. And those are Argo Workflows and Tecton Pipelines. Let's take a closer look at both of them. Argo Workflows is a workflow engine for Kubernetes. It's mainly used for running pipelines, machine learning, and other high parallel data processing. On the left, you can see an example workflow. Argo is using templates to specify steps, where each one is a container running a specified command. One template is used as an entry point and references the other steps. You can also mix steps running on Windows with steps running on Linux. Tecton Pipelines is a component of Tecton, and Tecton helps building cloud-native CI/CD pipelines and focuses mainly on flexibility, reusability, extensibility, and scalability of pipelines. The pipeline syntax of Tecton is very similar to Argo. Tecton uses tasks with one or more containers as steps in those tasks. Again, you can mix up tasks running on different operating systems. So enough for now with the introduction of the solutions we will use. Let's see how we can get up and running with Argo Workflows and Tecton. I assume you have kubectl and Helm installed and got a Kubernetes cluster with at least one Windows node. So we start with Argo Workflows. First, we download and install the Argo CLI. When this is done, we can now install Argo Workflows with Helm and also set some values to expose the dashboard and also to set the service account for the workflows to use. We can now open the dashboard. For that, we get the IP from the load balancer and open that up in a browser window. Also copy the token and then authenticate. Okay, now on to Tecton. The installation of Tecton is simple as well. We just apply the YAML files for Tecton and the Tecton dashboard. We also disable the Affinity Assistant as it's currently not working with Windows containers. And we make the dashboard available via a load balancer as well. Again, we can now get the dashboard URL and open that up in a browser window. Okay, with that, let's quickly head back to the presentation and look at the example scenario. So in the example, we will build, test, and create a container image for a Windows.NET application. We will focus on the continuous integration part, as the continuous deployment for Windows apps isn't any different from continuous deployment for Linux apps. Building and testing within Kubernetes is rather simple. We just need to choose the right image and run the same commands in a Windows container as when building or testing locally. Building container images within Kubernetes, however, is not trivial. The build process also uses containers in the background and needs some privileges on the system for running them, which you normally don't want to grant to pods running in Kubernetes. There are some solutions which can build container images within Kubernetes while not requiring full privileges. However, as Windows container images have a special file system layout, not many of them are able to produce valid Windows container images. The first three in the table can only create Linux container images, and also Docker in Docker is not only an unsecure solution, but also not long an option with the Docker shim deprecation in Kubernetes. Buildkit and Crane, however, can produce valid Windows container images in a secure way. Crane doesn't use Docker files for that, but has some options to append files as layers to an existing image and also to mutate settings like, for example, the entry point. So we have a closer look at both of those tools. Those tools share a limitation. Buildkit can't execute run instructions in Windows build stages, and Crane, which doesn't use Docker files at all, also has no option to run build time commands. So with this limitation, we have two paths we can follow. We can compile and test outside of our image, build and prepare files in a container in a previous step. And at the end, we can just copy our binaries to a Windows container image with Crane or Buildkit. The other option here on the right is to add a Linux build stage to the Docker file and, if your application supports it, cross-compile your binary and test it or download all other prerequisites in this build stage. Those files get also copied to the Windows container image in the final build stage. But you may ask yourself, why not stick with local builds on virtual machines or CI services when there are such limitations? So the problem is with hosted CI services, they often only support a few different Windows versions, which may not is enough when you need multi-arc Windows images. Also, building the same image multiple times on different Windows versions is usually slower than building once and also slower than cross-building on Linux. Also, you may want to use the same way that you already have in place for your Linux apps, for your Windows apps as well. So much for the theory. Let's see how this looks in practice. So first of all, we have a simple Donatello World application as an example. And we also have a secret ready with the repository credentials to authenticate ourselves for pushing images. Now let's start with the cross-compiling approach. This approach is using Buildkit, and Buildkit is able to run different build stages on different platforms. So we specify the platform for the first build stage here to run on Linux. And we also use a Linux.NET SDK image here. We can copy our sources into the build stage and then create the binary here and run our tests. So I will start the pipelines for Argo Workflows in Tecton. And while they run, we can look at the definitions. So first for Argo, the Argo pipeline for this approach is very simple. We have an entry template with references a single step here. And this step clones the repository and then builds the Docker file I just showed with Buildkit. So we have the Buildkit image here and also some arguments. For example, I set the Dockerfile image name, the Dockerfile file name here, and also the context, as well as the image name to push to. For pushing, I also mounted the Docker configuration so that we can authenticate against the registry. Let's have a look at the Tecton pipeline. The Tecton pipeline does exactly the same. As Tecton doesn't have a built-in tool for cloning a Git repository, I do that with another step here. The cloned sources are then stored on a so-called workspace so that the files can be shared between the steps. Those workspaces use volumes under the hood, where I also specified a volume claim template for down here. The buildkit step is exactly the same as for Argo. So looking at the dashboards, we can see that the pipelines are not finished yet. I will skip ahead for some seconds and then get back to continue. So continuing here, looking at the dashboards, we can see that our pipelines indeed were successful. Looking at the logs, we can see that the Docker file was built, the binary was created, and the image has been pushed to the registry. The same also goes for the Tecton pipeline. So we could also verify that those images indeed work, but you will have to trust me and I'll skip that for now. So next to cross-compiling in a Linux build stage, we can also compile outside of the image build. The Docker file for that just contains one stage and we copy there the binary from the file system into our image. The Docker file is only used by buildkit. Crane basically does the same when we specify the right options. I will show you that in a minute. Let's again first start our pipelines and then we look at the definitions. In the Argo buildkit pipeline, we are no longer running the build and test during the image build, but instead use separate steps to do that. So here's the build step and here's the test step. This is the way to go when your Windows apps can't be cross-compiled, as we now just run it on our Windows nodes. We use the .NET image to run the publish and also the test. The create image step down here is the same like before. We are just using our simplified Docker file. So this Docker file, like I said, is just copying the binary we created in the build step before to the image. And also, scrolling to the beginning, you can also see that you can define volume claim templates in Argo, and then just mount those volumes in the steps here. I won't show you the Tecton pipeline for buildkit, as it's again the same like the one for Argo, just a slightly different syntax. You will have access to all the resources, so you can have a look at yourself. Instead, we look at the Tecton pipeline using Crane. For the Crane pipeline, the build and test steps are the same. Tecton also supports multiple containers per pod, so we can both run them in the same to save some time. So here is one single task, and this task is running both the build and also the test. In the create image step, you see that we first create a tar archive containing the binary, and then use the mutate command to append that tar to a NanoServer base image as a new layer. So here's the base image, and we want to append this tar to that base image and also mutate the entry point to set our binary as the entry point. Note that all that happens without even pulling the base image, so it's extremely fast. Again, I won't show the Argo pipeline for Crane as it is only differing in syntax. So in the dashboard, We can see that our pipelines are finished as well. We can see that the build quit step here is just using our created binary outside of the image build and pushes the image to the registry as well. When looking at the crane pipeline in Argo, for example, we can also see that in the logs, crane just created a new layer and pushed this layer to the registry without even pulling the base image. I will again skip validating. You just have to trust me that those images work fine as well. So instead, let's switch back to the presentation. So I just showed you our two approaches, either building outside the image build or cross-compiling in a Linux build stage. But how do our pipelines differ? Both allow to share files between the steps. Argo Workflow explicitly uses volumes to do that, while Tecton abstracts them as a workspace. In Argo, each step is a pod, while Tecton has tasks with one or more steps in those tasks. Both solutions can run steps either in sequence or in parallel. Regarding the artifact support, Argo has some built-in functions like for cloning a repository. Tecton had something like that, but now recommends using task templates out of a catalog instead. And Windows containers have been supported in Argo for a bit longer than in Tecton. So let's talk about the limitations of our approaches. Like I said, both approaches don't support running commands during the image build. I showed, however, that you can often work around that through either using a Linux build stage with Buildkit to prepare the binary and other files, or by doing that outside of the image build in a previous pipeline step. Also note that Crane can't do all what Buildkit does, but you can always use a base image with sensible defaults for your application. Furthermore, Windows containers in Argo Workflows and Tecton are currently mostly community supported, and the support is still in very early days for Tecton. Windows containers are used by a few more Argo users, but still it's only a small percentage. So the key takeaways for you from this session: there are different reasons why you may want to use Kubernetes native CI/CD solutions for your Windows applications. And if you can avoid running commands when building Windows images, you are able to use a Kubernetes native approach to build those Windows container images. But depending on whether your stack allows for cross-compilation, you can either compile outside of the image build or cross-compile in a Linux build stage. For the former, you can also decide if you want to use Crane or Buildkit, depending on your personal needs. And the same also goes for choosing either Argo Workflows or Tecton Pipelines. If you want to continue looking into the topic, you can find all the resources in the session description. When you are building Go apps, also look at KO, which basically uses our compile outside of the image build approach. For others, you can use the approaches I showed you before and further improve them with, for example, caching and support for building multi-arc images. Also, check out those links for more information around Windows container support in both Argo Workflows and Tecton. That's it. Again, thanks for having me and for your interest. Feel free to get in touch for further discussions or questions, and please don't forget to leave feedback for the session. You can find the link in the session description. Thanks.